From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Anger continues to rise among Republicans after the release of a 2005 video of candidate Donald Trump making lewd remarks about women. Trump issued an apology, that is, Saturday morning, but he also told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that he would never quit the race for president.
I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I've said and done things I regret, and the words released today on this more than a decade-old video are one of them.
The brash billionaire defiantly dismissed the recording as nothing more than a distraction. He hinted he would spend the rest of his campaign arguing that opponent Hillary Clinton has committed far worse misdeeds against women. Some leading Republicans, including House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are beginning to withdraw their support for the party's presidential candidate after the video surfaced. Hurricane Matthew has made landfall along the coast of South Carolina after devastating areas of the Caribbean and causing hundreds of deaths in Haiti. The storm's maximum sustained winds have dropped to 140 kilometers per hour, with hurricane-force winds extending up to 75 kilometers from the center. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley urged residents not to try to return home too early.
It is not going to be safe for you to go in. Between downed power lines and trees, and then just unsafe structures.
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. The storm barreled north after passing through Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. At least four deaths in the state of Florida were attributed to Matthew. This is VOA News. More than 80 people are reported dead after an airstrike on a high-profile funeral in Yemen's capital Sana'a Saturday. Reports said two explosions occurred at the funeral reception for the father of Jalal al-Rushwayan, the interior minister of the rebel Houthi government. It is not clear whether the interior minister was harmed. The government also said at least 500 people were wounded in the attack, which was reported by the rebel-allied Sabah news agency. The dead and wounded are reported to include military and security officials from the self-declared Houthi government. Witnesses are blaming the strike on the Saudi-led coalition that supports the internationally recognized government of President Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi, but the Saudi government has yet to comment. German police are searching for a suspect identified as a 22-year-old Jaber Albacher after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained three people known to Albacher after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. Two were taken into custody near the city's train station and a third downtown. Police are questioning all three, hoping that they have information that might help find the suspect. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer. Islamic State claimed two in late July, one on a train near Würzburg and another at a music festival in Ansbach that wounded 20 people. Police shot dead the assailants in both incidents. Security forces in Bangladesh have killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in that country. Bangladeshi Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan said the suspects were members of the banned group Jumatul Mujahideen Bangladesh, which is blamed for an attack on a cafe in the capital city Dhaka in July. 22 people died in that attack, including 17 foreigners. Greece's Coast Guard said that 131 migrants were rescued Saturday off the western coast after their vessel sent a distress call and was found rudderless at sea. According to initial reports, the migrants were believed to have been trying to reach Italy. Neither their nationalities nor the boat's point of origin were reported. Harbor police helped the boat make it to the docks at the western Greek port of Mytone. All aboard are safe. The International Organization for Migration says about 142,000 migrants have reached Italy this year. Around 3,100 have died making the trip across the Mediterranean Sea from Africa. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.